When the siren sounds in BC, the response is no longer the same everywhere. Some fire departments are scaling back medical calls, saying the workload has become unsustainable. Others still treat them as central to the job. The result is a patchwork of approaches, shaped more by local councils than provincial direction. In Port Alberni, Fire Chief Mike Owens told council medical calls had risen 120% in recent years, driven mainly by overdoses. All of it adds one more straw on the camel's back, he said. Council responded by limiting firefighters to the most urgent calls, red, or purple, under BC Emergency Health Services, and rescues with paramedics. Other communities have followed. Vernon Council voted to restrict crews to life-threatening emergencies. Merritt's 2024 report recommended the same. In Tuulamine, the volunteer fire department stopped attending medical calls entirely, saying that's the job of BCEHS. Not everyone supports pulling back. In North Saanich, firefighter Brian Thomas resigned after 2 decades, accusing administrators of chasing low-priority calls and inflating volume. He called it a Cadillac-level response that residents never signed off on. Call volumes, he noted, jumped from 350 in 2005 to more than 1,200 in 2024, while population growth was modest. Elsewhere, leaders argue medical calls are essential. Prince George Fire Chief Cliff Warner told council the responses rarely detain crews from firefighting. Richmond reports hundreds of medical calls each month. And in Nanaimo, Mayor Leonard Krog said the service is worth the cost. Seconds can mean the difference between life and death, he said. If keeping someone out of hospital for 10 days saves $20,000, that's value for the healthcare system. The province leaves the decision to municipalities. In a statement, the Ministry of Health called first responder services an essential part of emergency health care, but stressed local governments choose whether fire departments participate and must fund them. Since 2017, the ministry said, BCEHS funding has grown by $475 million, raising the budget to nearly $1 billion in 2023-24. That money added 1,800 new paramedic and dispatcher jobs, including 900 in rural and remote areas, along with training and mental health supports. None of it went to fire departments. That gap is stark in Port Alberni. Firefighters there handled 1,847 medical calls last year, compared with 46 structural fires and 150 motor vehicle incidents. Owens told council the old model could no longer be sustained. Critics like Thomas argue residents never agreed to fund healthcare roles for fire services. Supporters say the benefits outweigh the costs. I cannot recall a single fire going unanswered in Nanaimo because crews were at a medical call, Krog said. A few seconds with someone performing CPR can mean the difference between life and death. The result is no single standard. Some communities are cutting back. Others are holding firm. Many are somewhere in between. For residents, it means the response they get may depend less on the urgency of the emergency than on where they live, and how their council has defined the role of its firefighters. With files from Black Press Media.